Is that Jeremy?
Yeah, it's a clothing company.
Okay.
Brady Apparel.
Well, you said it with confidence.
Brady
there.
Golf.
That's all that matters. Jeremy Bloom, who is our guy, joins us, and I'm watching all the coverage. And Jeremy, I see you there amongst everybody. I'm like, there's my guy. There's Jeremy. He's in the mix. And then I text with you last night, and you tell me you were part of the crew that brought Dion there. Is that right?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, no, it's an exciting time in Boulder. You know, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, I played a small role. But
okay.
On October 2nd, when Carl Durrell was let go, I called Rick George. I said, we got to get Deion Sanders to Boulder. And as soon as I hung up that call, I called a couple buddies because I knew a couple friends that Deion highly respected. And I just figured, like, if he's going to take this opportunity seriously, he's got to hear from people he respects. So I called Steve Smith, longtime receiver for the Carolina Panthers, good buddy of mine. I said, hey, man, can you help us get Deion to Boulder? And I called Brandon Marshall, who was a great receiver here for the Broncos. I called Myron Roll, who played at Florida State, and Sean Merriman. And so within like an hour, Deion heard from, you know, four great former players who he respects that, hey, this Colorado is a real opportunity. And Rick did the rest, man. He did the hard work.
Wait, back this bus up. You're the specific reason that Deion Sanders, it was your idea in the first place?
Well, I think Deion was probably on everybody's radar. But look, I mean, from my perspective, and I've been around this program for a long time, the program had flatlined. There wasn't a heartbeat. And I felt, there's a lot of good coaches out there, Grant. I felt there's only one personality, one person in the whole country that overnight could energize this fan base. And I knew it was Deion Sanders. And I knew that not because he was a great player. I knew that because he recruited Travis Hunter to Jackson State. When he did that, it stopped me in my tracks. I said, wow, this guy's special, a special coach. Travis Hunter was the number one recruit, high school recruit in the nation last year. He had offers from Georgia, LSU, Clemson. He could have gone anywhere. Primetime convinced him to go to Jackson State. So if you can get that type of talent anywhere, you got a great chance to win. And we've, you know, now Colorado's getting other five-star recruits to commit. And let's keep in mind, the University of Colorado's only had 3 5-star recruits ever in its history. And now Deion, with Travis Hunter and a couple other guys, are, you know, bringing 5 stars to Boulder.
All right.
And it's only been 3 days.
Yeah, no, Jeremy, it's so exciting. So how long ago was this a done deal? When did this get done?
I don't know, because after October 2nd, you know, once I fired the shot that I had and tried to help the organization as much as I could, I, you know, handed it over to Rick and said, good luck. Hope you can close this. And one thing I know about Rick George, I think he's the best AD in the country. And I said that from day one, and I know people were asking for his job just a couple days ago. But look, some athletic directors get a job and they're on third base already, and they think they hit a triple. When Rick George got to the University of Colorado, he wasn't even in the stadium. Like, he had to figure out how to get in the stadium before he'd get in the batter's box and hit a single. I mean, he had to raise $100 million for all these beautiful facilities that we have today, and he did it successfully.
Yeah.
So I knew, you know, if Rick had the opportunity to sit down with Deion, that you know, he had a really good chance at closing him, and, you know, God bless him, he did.
What was your feelings when you saw the video of Deion going into the team room and really being frank with the kids about, I'm bringing my own luggage and it's, what do you say? I'm bringing my own luggage. What is that?
Yeah, it's Louis.
Louis. That's right. That's right. Which is a tough moment, I think, for a lot of those kids in the room. Jeremy, what'd you think about that?
I watched the whole thing. I listened to every single word, and there was not one misspoken word, in my opinion.
Okay.
I think he nailed it. I think it was a 12 out of 10 message. I have felt like the University of Colorado's football team has been soft for a long time.
Okay.
I don't think we've had a disciplinarian here for a really long time. Now, Deion is really old school because, you know, you heard him say no hats in meetings, no earrings in meetings. You better leave your cell phone, you know, out there. But he also said every player that plays for me is expected to open the doors for other people and be good folks in the community and say yes, sir, yes, ma'am. he's going to bring a level of discipline. And by the way, he's going to weed a bunch of people out. I've already seen some people enter the portal. But as he said to the team, that's a good thing because he's got to make some room for players who want to buy into that type of attitude. I think that type of attitude is going to go a long way in Boulder. And I think the product that he's going to put on the field is one of toughness, grit, tenacity, and strong discipline.
What was it like behind the scenes in the inner circle that you were bumping around in yesterday? What was the vibe there?
It was cool, man. I got a chance to hang out with Deion and his family. It was the first time I had ever met him.
Okay.
And it was a really special moment for me because he is the reason I wanted to be a two-sport athlete.
Mm.
I mean, Deion Sanders was my hero growing up, and the reason at some points in my career I said no to the coaches that told me I had to specialize in football, or said no to the coaches who told me I had to specialize in skiing, because I'd always point to Deion and said, no, he did it, I can do it too. In fact, I was laughing with my mom just last night because at 12 years old, I asked her if I could legally change my name to Deion. That's how much I loved him.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a cool moment from that perspective, you know, meeting him. And you know, he had followed my career, so he knew who I was, which was kind of surreal to me.
That's so cool.
And then we were laughing about the four guys that I mentioned called him in a period of 30 minutes, because he's like, I never knew Colorado had that much pull. and we were laughing about that. But it was a special moment, man. But more importantly, it's a special moment for CU fans all over the country, for people who love college football, because whether you like the Pac-12, whether you like Colorado, Deion Sanders is good for college football.
Mm-hmm.
And he's entertaining, and he's opening the door for a new precedent of what type of head coaches might be successful at Power 5 conferences, not just those that come from coaching pedigree, but those who can go into the living rooms all over the country and convince 5 stars to play for them, more celebrity type of coaches that have that swagger. Now, there's not a lot of Deions out there,
mm-hmm.
but we also saw it happen at the Indianapolis Colts to some degree. I mean, a coach that's never coached before, Jeff Saturday, is the coach there. So I think there's this interesting trend happening in college, more so college, because you got to recruit the players, but even in the pros, where you know some guys are getting head coaching opportunities that don't have a tremendous amount or didn't spend their whole life coaching.
You know, it's ironic, Jeremy. You sued to be able to be a two-sport athlete,
right?
And it went sideways. How ironic is the situation right now? I mean, it would talk about no problem. You'd be loaded. You'd be loaded.
That's great. You know what I was fighting for all those years, man.
I know.
You know, people still want to call it NIL, but it's really endorsements. I mean, we don't say Peyton Manning has an NIL deal. It's endorsements. But now that endorsement money is flowing through college athletics, it's great for the kids. It's great for the programs. More money is flowing into college athletics than ever before.
Right.
And universities are taking advantage of it, and the kids are too. So good for them.
Yeah, that's why I love Jeremy, because he was so brave back in the day, and it did cost him. And sometimes you need people to lead the charge, even if it doesn't work out initially. That's like 20 years, Jeremy. It's kind of crazy, right? But I mean, you did help. You'll go down in the history books as one of the guys that was trying to bust through the lines, even though you were unsuccessful. It took a lot of little hits before it broke through, right?
It took a lot of people chipping at the iceberg before it broke free. And I always knew, to the depth of my soul, that the NCAA would be on the wrong side of history. And they were.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we can celebrate that. Yeah, I lost my junior and senior season, and that pains me. I was going to be the number one receiver and the number one kick return, punt return, and we had a good team. And I lost those memories, and that sucks. But you know what? It all worked out, and I wouldn't have changed a thing looking back. And, you know, super grateful to have the opportunity to play two incredible seasons. Hey, we were good back then.
You were.
We were playing for Big 12 championships every year, top 15, like, teams. So, you know, very grateful that Coach Barnett gave me even the opportunity to step foot on Folsom Field, being a two-sport athlete and missing the whole spring semester on the World Cup season with the U.S. ski team. So just very grateful for those experiences.
When are you going to be on Snow next?
Hopefully soon, but I just, you know, I had my second child. I had a boy a month ago, so we've been kind of hunkered down. But I think shortly after the new year, we'll take the family up there and do some skiing in January.
All right, bro. It's great to talk to you, Jeremy. And I guess we all owe you a thanks.
No, you don't owe me anything, man. You don't owe me anything. It's just, it's going to be fun to see where it goes. And like I said, Rick George deserves all the credit. He's the guy that got it done. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun in Boulder. So buy your tickets now. Get your tickets early, because Nebraska's coming to town. And what a perfect game to kick off at least the home game era for Dion.
Wait, Jeremy, how old are you right now?
40.
And you just had a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got a lot of energy. All right. Good for you, Jeremy. I'll talk to you later.
All right, guys.
We'll see
you. Have a good night. Go Buffs.
There you go. Jeremy Bloom.